What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub. Sorry, that was like right after a drink of coffee.
And you're listening to the Hooligans.
Well, it's a good start.
It's a good start. It's our first episode in the new year.
Oh. Happy New Year.
You mean Frogeware?
What?
Oh, right.
Frogeware 35th.
What is that?
I'm done with regular calendars.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that.
Yeah. It's just going to be an ongoing thing. Like, it's the 35th today.
So eventually, like, by the end of the year, it'll be, like, Frogeware 700th or something?
Yeah.
So is Frogeware, like, the year? Is that, like, the new year?
Yes.
So it's, like, a month slash year combined?
Well, no, because I don't want to do years anymore either. Just time.
Okay, so it's just Frogeware?
Yeah.
So that's our time. Okay,
got it. That's time now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
So we are recording this on Frogeware. It's actually the 35th, Care.
That's what I said.
I thought you said 36th.
No.
Let's not get our Frogularies mixed up.
I only chose that name because Briar was like, what month are you going to call it? And I was just like, Frogeware.
I mean, January is sort of a fraudulent month.
Yeah.
It is.
If you think about it.
It's like nothing happens in it.
But then like everything happens because you have to go back to work and...
I've been back to work.
Me too. Once. I didn't like it.
I've also been working, but my main job has not been back.
Definitely fraudulent. Anyway.
Definitely fraudulent. So we're going to be talking about TV shows today, like our favorite shows. We're not going to actually rank them. It'll just be more discussion-based. So does anyone want to start?
Oh, I thought this was movies.
No, just... We already did that one.
That's true. Okay.
I'll start out with a show.
I love shows.
Me too. Yeah,
who doesn't like shows?
Game of Thrones.
Mmm. I second that.
I can't second it because I've only seen a couple episodes.
Well, you wouldn't let me show you the Oberyn Martell part.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want to see someone's head getting squished.
Well, that was fine.
Spoiler alert. People get their heads squished. It was great, though. But, I mean...
Yeah, tell me, why should I be watching this?
It's a great show. It's G.R.R. Martin. Sometimes I get confused with J.R.R. Tolkien. But Martin just made this entire universe with all of these different places and characters and a huge backstory. But, like, the episodes, especially the early ones, because I will say, last season, super disappointed in. But otherwise, like, there are episodes that were just mind-blowing.
Head-blowing also, apparently.
I agree.
That, too.
A lot of the battle scenes, too, are some of the best episodes. Yes. Also, I'm a big fan of that, was it Battle of Blackwater, Care?
From the second season?
Yes, ship's one.
The naval battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was really good. Yeah.
I mean, Lyle, they were just blowing up ships with, like, green fire, because it was called wildfire. So just, like, it was in the dark.
I did see the wildfire.
My favorite episode is the Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, me too. Sorry to the kids.
Sorry to the kids. But, I mean, I forget how long it took them to film that. But, I mean, it's just like a regular war movie. Like, the quality of it was just so good. And the story's great. The characters, it's weird because, like, sometimes you start loving them and then later you hate them. Or you start hating them and then they end up redeeming themselves later. There's a lot of good growth.
Yes.
Character development.
That's important.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of character development.
Now, here's a side tangent. What about character development that shifts dramatically from the first season to a subsequent or second season?
You mean without like building it? Like, yes, they just suddenly are different? I don't like that.
An example of this is Community.
Mm.
Community.
I love Community.
I love the show too, but if you look at season one, sorry. I like burped a little / like choked. Season one versus season two and beyond are completely different people. Like their characters are complete. And the other thing is Parks and Rec also is another one.
Yeah, that one
needed
Mark it.
Mark Brandanowitz.
Though.
Right.
Like he's a super jerk, but then for some reason you're trying to make me like him, which I still don't. I never like Mark Brandanowitz.
So to jump in, there is a term. TV Tropes, man. It's a great site.
Oh, it is a great site.
Called Flanderization, where a show or a movie will take a character, and they're like a relatively normal character, and it'll take one of their traits and make that the whole character. And they even mention that for Community, like with Britta.
Yeah.
Like, she's relatively normal. She, you know, cares about all these causes and stuff, but then in subsequent seasons, she's just, like, this over-the-top, like...
gung-ho, like, yeah, we must save everything. Yeah, that's... I can see that. In Game of Thrones, they literally changed a character from season 3 to season 4, and it was a different actor. The same character.
Oh, man.
But, anyway. Community is great.
Community is great. Well, it's not great.
Well, I will say I stopped at like season 5.
I mean you should watch all of it. It's good.
Even the later stuff?
Yeah, I mean it's still worth watching. It's not as good, but what was that?
What?
I heard that something in the background.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
All I heard was like, "Ooh."
Mom's first podcast appearance.
And undoubtedly it was like screeching or making monkey noises.
Oh yeah, that's what she does.
But yeah, back to Community, the themed episodes are the best.
Oh yeah, the paintball episodes. Well, the zombie episode is probably my favorite. No, the 8-bit. I don't know,
the 8-bit is my favorite.
The theme ones are so good.
So one of my favorite shows is, I don't know if there's really any character development in it. Carrie, you'll have to help me figure it out. But Downton Abbey.
Not really.
there's a little development, but
they
for the most part.
They all pretty much stay the same through the entire series.
Except maybe Branson.
Also, Thomas changes.
Yeah. Cub, we need to get you to watch Downton.
You know my rule.
We'll
do it drunk. It's fun.
Yeah, so Pump wants to watch the Downton Abbey movie drunk.
Yes.
And then possibly have commentary.
Well, not possibly.
Definitely.
There will be commentary. I want to be in my most disinhibited form.
So how many drinks are we going to have to give you?
That's a difficult question to answer.
We'll just give you a couple pitchers of beer.
It just depends on, yeah. Oh, like drunk history. Yeah. It just depends on what we're drinking. I mean.
But what we should do is we should have it playing, but be recording it, but not so you can really hear what's playing. So that doesn't infringe any copyrights.
That's the problem, yeah.
But we would just record what we're saying. I think we should do it.
We should definitely try. But
Downton is a great show.
It is so good. It's 6 seasons, but the seasons are really short. It's only like 9 episodes a season. And
it sucks you in. Like
addicting.
We didn't like it at first, and then like all of a sudden you're like, "Well, I got to see what happens to Tom Branson now." Like
that's exactly it. So it starts out and the only character I liked was Maggie Smith as the Dowager Countess, cuz it's Maggie Smith and like all of her lines are one-liners.
Who doesn't like Maggie Smith?
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of her, to be honest.
You want to marry her?
Well, that's not true.
But, and then, yeah, like Kerr said, you'll be in there and you're not really paying attention. But then, like, you look up and you're like, well, why is this happening? We're like, well, that's not fair for Tom. And then, yeah, you just get sucked in, and then it's your favorite show.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite. GOT still has that.
I definitely bought the entire series on digital.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
I still need to get the movie, though. The movie was really good. Well, the movie was just basically the show in movie form.
Yeah, it was just another episode, but longer.
Me and Care went, like, there was an early access showing before it came out. We were probably among the youngest people in there.
Yeah, there was not a lot of people our age there. It was all oldies.
Yep.
Sorry to the oldies. I'm calling them oldies.
But Cub, do you have any favorite shows? I know you do.
Oh, I mean, Seinfeld is the number one show.
We need to have one episode dedicated just to Seinfeld. Yeah.
I was going to say, that has to be a completely separate show.
Agreed.
I was watching it last night. It's so funny. The Cheever letters.
Oh, the cabin. No, that's a good one. I mean, they're all good, but let's see. Other show. I mean, so some of my favorite shows I'll always have on are The Office.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a huge Office fan. It's fine. There are some episodes that I really like, but I don't have any interest in, like, watching the entire series.
Oh. Took me by the
hand. Well, that's a great Maybe. Episode.
Well, and I will say that one declines over time, but, I mean, it's still...
Is that one where Michael's character changed? Because wasn't he, like...
Yes. Yeah.
In the very beginning, he was just, like, terrible, and then he became, like, likable, but still terrible.
Yeah, like, especially in the first season, he didn't even look the same. Like
because he got hair plugs.
Well, yeah, but they completely like overrode his character, I guess. Mm. Parks and Rec is up there for me.
I love Parks and Rec.
I think it's
actually better than The Office.
Me too.
Sorry to the kids. The Office.
I could see that.
I definitely watched all of Parks and Rec, and it was worth it. How about a new one?
Letterkenny. Yes, I've been binging that.
I've watched all of it. It's so funny.
I watched a lot last night. It's so good.
Stuart.
I don't know. It's so random. Like, I told people, I feel like it has a very Napoleon Dynamite feel. Like,
it does.
But it's more structured than that. Like,
yeah. But sometimes you just can't even decipher what they're talking about. Like, you have to like focus on it. You're like, okay, the way they're speaking, the way they word things, you're like, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, and especially like the hockey players too.
Oh yeah, you know. But they have like their own lingo.
And it's like some of it's they actually is like Canadian slang for stuff. Yeah.
So, like, which makes it hard, because you're like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, like, the first few episodes, they kept saying darts, and I thought they meant, like, throwing darts, but they're really referring to cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, stuff like that, but, I mean...
That's what I appreciate about you.
I also like the show Trailer Park Boys, mostly the first few seasons of it, but one of the characters and writers from that is one of the producers for Letterkenny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah. Wait,
someone's in it from that?
He was in Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, okay.
But he's a writer producer for Letterkenny.
Well, that makes sense, because the little that I've seen from it, I could see that.
Wait, so have you seen some of the Trailer Park Boys?
Just like an episode or two.
So do you remember he was like the white guy, the white rapper wannabe guy, J-Rock?
No.
Oh, man. He's hilarious. I'll send you some clips, but he's one of the producers of Letterkenny.
Letterkenny, it's so random, like, but the characters are all great. It's so ridiculous. Gail is my favorite, because she just wants to... with everybody, mostly Wayne.
Gail is one of the best, definitely.
See, everyone at work is talking about it, and I'm like, no, don't. Don't.
You need to watch it, Lyle.
No,
you
I must stay to... strong.
I mean, it's super inappropriate, but
it feels
it's
like
hilarious.
Everyone's just like, one of us, one Stuart, of us.
Stuart.
you just have to. And it took me until, like, season 8 to realize what Ferda meant.
Ferda, I know, me
the
too.
The hockey players always say Ferda, and I'm like, I don't even really know what that means, but it means, like, Ferda boys.
Yeah.
Doing things Ferda team or whatever. I'm like, slang.
I'm sure people who play hockey know that, but...
Stonks. Yeah, I mean, they probably do. I just was like, I don't know. They did mention the Erie Otters in it.
They did, yeah.
In one episode.
They did, yeah.
Because they're hockey
intrepid,
players.
Minor league team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to think. I just finished watching You, the show You.
Have not watched it.
On Netflix, saw the second season.
I finished watching You.
But yeah, I know. It's always weird to say that. Highly recommend. I burped there again, too. Sorry.
Sorry to the kids.
Sorry to everyone, really. That was really good. It's more thriller-y, but...
I have one that crashed and burned.
Mm.
It was so good. And then it just died.
Ooh.
The Walking Dead.
Mm. Yeah.
It was so good. The first... I always say, like, when people say they haven't watched it, but they kind of want to, I say, watch up to season 4, but only go halfway.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a very specific...
Season. Well, because they do the mid-season finale, so, like, first three seasons, and then half of season 4, that's all you need. That's where all of the best things are. There's good things that happen later on, but it was, like, few and far between. I don't even watch it anymore. I used to watch it religiously.
So
good.
To further specify, I never really watched it, but I watched it. Like, I never intentionally watched it, but I was, like, always in there when it was on, so, like, I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first season, to me, I could just leave. Like, I know you need it, to start it. Yeah, it's only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
2 and 3 are amazing, especially 3.
3 is probably the best, with the prison and the governor. Like, he was the best villain. Like, Negan is really cool. I mean, well,
well.
He, like, kills people. But, I mean, his character is enjoyable for as bad as he is. But, like, it was not enough to save the later seasons. Like, 1 through 3, and then half of 3, or half of 4, that's it. All your great characters are gone.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Season 3 is almost like a super long movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good it is.
And, like, you have great characters who just don't do anything anymore. Like, Michonne, I don't think does much at all anymore. And she was,
Well, she's getting ready to leave the show.
But in season 3, she was, like, incredible. You were scared of her. She was super tough. Like, and now she's just like, I have this kid to look after.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what's going on in it now anymore. But, like, Daryl, like, his character development was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, and then just, like, what they did with Rick, he didn't want to be on it anymore. Had the perfect chance to kill him, but now he's apparently supposedly rescued by someone and is just out there, but he's not trying to find his family. Like, that makes no sense.
He's getting 3 movies.
What? Oh.
Did you not know that?
No.
But why didn't they just kill him off?
I don't know, because they want money.
Yeah.
No, he's getting at least 1 movie in theaters. I don't know about the other 2.
I'm not gonna go see it.
But no. No, but speaking of, we're gonna quick detour. Since it is the new year, me and Care are starting a new movie plan.
Oh, yeah.
Plan.
A movie a week.
52 movies.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say a new podcast, and I was like, what?
You're not included.
We're spinning off. You're not here anymore.
Oh, man.
No, but so we did this 2 years ago where we did 52 movies in a year, and it was kind of difficult.
I think I saw 54.
I definitely only made it 252 on the last day of the year, but we have more specific rules for it now.
Mm-hmm.
1, we cannot count repeat viewings unless we saw the movie in the previous year. So, like, we're going to see Star Wars again at some point this year.
It's going to count. Because we haven't seen it this year.
Correct. But like last year we saw Avengers Endgame like 3 times, so it only would have counted once.
Oh.
But yeah. I don't even know
if there's going to be anything this year that I want to see that many times.
The only thing I could think of is Wonder Woman.
Maybe.
I'm excited for that.
I'm so excited. But we have to see a movie a week. Last year we kind of cheated where it was just 52 movies. So like some weeks you could have, or yeah, 2 years. Some weeks we would have 2 movies, some weeks we would have none. So like it has to actually be one a week. Also old movies, like when they released Die Hard back in theaters a couple years ago, those do count. According to Cub, our arbitrator.
Yep.
Arbiter.
Arbalarbaler.
Yep. The harbulary batteries. But yeah, that was just a quick aside. So we're actually starting it with Knives Out. It's going to be exciting.
I'm in.
I'm not
in. To be. Oh, I texted you. You didn't answer, so I assumed you weren't in.
No, I'm not in.
But Daniel Craig, massive cast, mystery whodunit. I'm in.
Mysterious.
Will you be giving a review?
Maybe. Could that be a weekly segment?
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. We'll have to think about
that. Maybe you guys can have your own podcast.
Ooh. No.
Or just do it on Snorkeling with Narwhals. I haven't done one for a while.
What about these TV shows,
though? Yeah, okay, so back to TV shows. I've got another one. We've mentioned it a little, like, in one of the early episodes. ER.
I love ER.
ER started now 26 years ago. And it still holds up. Like, the production holds up. The cast, the characters, the dialogue. It was pretty ahead of its time.
The production holds up because they're not doing anything outrageous that you need CGI. Well, that's true.
They're just in like a hospital, but it doesn't look old.
Yeah, just some of the styles.
Yeah, what they wear.
Like, well, that's 90s.
So good, Anthony Edwards. Spoiler alert here.
Don't say it.
So I caught the very end a couple weeks ago of the episode where Mark Green, played by Anthony Edwards, dies.
Oh.
And that's a rough episode.
That's gut-wrenching.
Because the whole episode, they're in Hawaii, and I think you already know he dies, right? Because didn't they say it the episode before?
I don't remember.
Like, they send a letter to the ER, and it's from Mark.
Oh, yes.
And it's like about what he's doing, and then his wife, Elizabeth, sends another letter. It's like, you know, he died this morning. And then the next episode is actually when it happens.
Yeah.
But it's so sad, and then the very end was on where they're in the limo or hearse. I don't think they're in the hearse.
Probably I don't think people ride in the hearse. Because you don't ride in the hearse.
No.
But the daughter gets out of the car and, like, releases a balloon, which was one of their things. And I'm just like...
My heart, she will suffer.
That was probably when the show started to, like, not go downhill, but
get
it definitely
outrageous.
Changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got outrageous there for a couple years where there were like tanks and helicopters exploding and
Rocket Romano got his arm chopped off by a helicopter and then later a helicopter crashed on him. Unlikely.
Yeah.
How did this guy keep surviving?
How did he keep interacting with all these helicopters?
Oh, well. Yeah.
He didn't make it in the end, but
by the end of the show it did like get back to being really good. Remember we were watching some of like the last seasons?
Yeah.
Another really sad one. This is Cub. You probably never seen this one, but remember Pratt?
Yep.
He dies.
Do you?
Spoiler alert.
I kind of do.
I don't believe you.
Well, there was enough doubt in my voice, eh?
He also dies.
It was
in like the
Pfeiffer.
Last season. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And that's a really sad one too.
I don't think he doesn't know who it is.
I definitely know who it is. You don't know me, and you also don't remember the cooler incident.
Here's an aside.
Let's just keep going, yeah.
There was an incident.
We were watching King of the Hill one time, and Cup was doing something, I don't know, on a laptop. I don't know what you were doing, but we were watching it. And there's a part where Bill trips over a cooler and me and Bri are laughing. And then Cub like comes in all delayed laughing like he knew what was going on.
I did.
You definitely did not see it.
I saw it 100%. Lock it in. Well,
that's a really funny show too, by the way.
Oh, King of the Hill. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, the one with the coolers where they're the volunteer firemen.
That's a great episode.
Because they all have, like, different stories of how the firehouse burned down. And, like, in Dale's, he's, like, muscular and has flowing long hair. Which, for those who haven't watched the show, he's bald and, like, scrawny.
Yeah.
Boomhauer's, he's talking all normal. And everyone else is talking really fast.
Oh, man.
It's so funny.
That's a great... And Bill's, like, everybody's just, like... Or he's just eating a pizza. He's, like, extra fat.
Yeah.
And he's just eating a pizza.
Yep. Oh, that show has...
You did not see it.
I definitely saw it. Like,
100%. That show has some great episodes. Like, it's not one where I would want to watch the whole series.
No, I'd want to watch the good episodes.
Like where Dale thinks he has rabies.
My favorite is the Megalomart, where Chuck Mangione is, like, living in Megalomart.
Oh, man. No one believes him. They're like, yeah, it's like a rat problem. And he's like, no, it's Chuck Mangione. And it is.
It is.
So good.
Oh, care? Any more shows?
Bob's Burgers.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. How did we forget that?
If you didn't bring it up, I was going to bring it up.
I have watched through that series like at least 3 times.
It is every episode. So funny.
It's so good. Like, at first, when I put it on, I'm like, yeah, this is like, good. And then, but, like, I mean, even just by the second episode, because that's the one where Bob gets stuck in the crawl space, I'm just like, this is so good.
That one is, I love that one.
Well, because my favorite, it's, like, though, The Shining.
Yeah, because he's, like, hallucinating. My favorite, though, well, I go back and forth. I have two that are my favorites. The Frond Files.
It's a great one.
Where... Cub, do you know that one?
Yeah. Where they all have, like, the stories or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. I believe you this time.
Louise's is, like, a Terminator Jurassic Park story. Jean's is, like, a musical with the song Farts Will Set You Free.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And Tina's is, like...
song.
Fart. Tina's is, like, The Walking Dead and, like, Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
It's, and the my other favorite is the Die Hard musical.
Oh, that's a great
one. Oh, yes.
Bonnie Bedelia.
I
think
I'm my Hans favorite... Gruber and I'm Grubin'.
My favorite episode, I think, is still House Trap, though.
I love House Trap.
Where they think that Helen killed her husband.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, Henry, I found your mud box.
Yeah, Bob's all... Any episode where Bob is, like, on drugs or drunk is a great episode.
Yep. We're not in the house right now.
Cub, oh, nope. What's your favorite, Bob's?
Ooh.
Do you have one?
I don't know if I have a favorite one, per se.
Crawl Space is also up there for my top.
That's a good one.
Things could be better.
I do have to go number 2. I have another one.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to say it. Schitt's Creek.
Well,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Kids, it's a it's name, their last so name, it's so.
That's their name. There's two T's.
No, it's the name
it's
of
all
the town.
Good.
There's a
oh, yeah.
C in there and a T's.
Oh, yeah. It's not their name.
No, well, it's actually
it's
Roland's
last name.
Roland's name.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That show is really funny.
Oh, it might actually be one of my absolute favorite shows because it's so good. That one has great character development too because, like, they're super rich and snotty, but then they lose all their money, so they have to move into a motel. But then, like, they slowly learn that you don't need all the money and
right.
they get closer with each other and, like, the kids become nicer and it's just it's so good.
And,
so good.
His name in the show is David, but his name is Daniel Levy, is Eugene Levy's son.
I love him so much.
He's so much funnier than his dad. Like,
that's,
people think Eugene
true.
Levy is funny. Like, he's not really that. He's good in that because he's, like, the straight man. Like,
yeah,
everyone around him is weird.
Yeah, I don't think he's overly funny, but his son.
the faces hilarious. That he makes, and ew, he's David. Just so funny.
So good.
And Catherine O'Hara is the wife, and
she's oh my, outrageous.
It is.
Her
it's
clothes
like,
and her hair. She has like a wall of wigs, yep. And they're all terrible.
The one where they're she's like away on a film shoot, and everyone's just trying on her wigs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That comes back for the final season, I think, on Tuesday.
Yeah, the 7th. That's gonna be good.
It's such a good show.
I've got another show. This one, Care, I know you're out on. Survivor.
Oh, I'm so out. Count me out.
Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survivor's awesome. I mean,
count me out.
Overall, bro. This last season was trash, but
the last couple ones have been bad.
I mean, I watched the first three, and that's it.
Ooh.
The first three were really good.
That was like when they were in like different places, like Australian Outback.
Africa.
Africa. Like, there are lions. Like, that's dangerous.
I think Survivor, we've mentioned this before, that might be for a different episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Care's out on that, so.
Count me out, bro.
Well, the next season, I will say, looks really good because it's all winners.
That should be good.
I'm really excited.
Why should they get another $1 million?
Well, now it's for $2 million.
Oh,
why should
what?
They get $2 million now?
They really shouldn't. But I'm excited because, so who is it? Me, Cub, Dad, Walt, and C are doing the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We always do like a buy-in for, you know, we each get a certain amount of players, and then whoever wins, we win the money. But we're going to actually draft them this time. Usually we just do it randomly because they're like new players, so no one knows anything about them. But this one, it'll be good because we'll actually have some say in it.
Yeah.
Because like the whole thing is like, you know, you're randomly assigned people. You have no control over what happens. So I'm excited. In. I'm excited to do this one.
So I think we'll each get 4 people.
Yep, because, there's 20. Anyone else have any shows? MASH.
I mean, there's...
MASH is always great.
Love MASH.
Like, you can't go wrong with MASH.
Cub, I know you love Breaking Bad, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, the spinoff, both excellent.
Which is really tough, because it's tough to, like, have a spinoff that's of the same quality.
That's just as good, yeah.
Right. They did it, though.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
it was so good. The ending was just like, oh man,
I
cried.
I like dropped off after season 4 maybe.
Well, yeah, season 4 it got a little bit, I don't want to say boring, but you're just kind of like, yeah, but then like it kicks back up. Like season 6 and 7 are just amazing. So it ended strong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great show.
If
you want to see it, like bikers and people killing people and drugs, all of it.
Oh man,
it's good.
I was gonna say Rick and Morty too is an awesome one for me.
I've only seen a couple, but the ones I've seen are hilarious.
Yeah, so I've only seen the ones you showed me, and
Sleepy Gary.
That was really the only one that I thought was really good. I want to go to Gary.
I want to be with Gary.
So good,
Sleepy
I'm
Gary.
I'm gonna need time to get over Gary.
Me too. A show I want to...
Like the...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Just go.
Just go, man.
A show that I used to really like that I want to watch through, but it's not really bingeable just because it's like, it's The West Wing.
Oh, West Wing was always good.
The West Wing was really good, but I just don't know if I can sit through like... I mean, the seasons, I think, are like 22 episodes, 45 minutes each of politics.
Yeah, that's why ER is hard to get back into
if
you want to watch it from the beginning.
It's hard to binge long shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've got for shows. Anyone else?
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
That's about it. Yeah.
Sorry, I hear someone coming up the stairs.
I heard it too. I heard creaking.
Is it Barnabas? Dark Shadows. Mom loves Dark Shadows.
Shark Dados.
Sharknados.
Jaeger jumping off the steps.
What?
Don't you remember that?
Jaeger.
There was just some guy who like jumped off a step at someone.
You thought it was like the funniest thing.
I don't remember. Really funny.
Just like you didn't see the cooler.
Oh man, I definitely did.
No. Well, anyway, that's going to do it for our discussion on TV shows. I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And this has been The Hooligans.